This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Now, here's Rick Preuss and Lee Cullen, a couple of guys that can only hope to be house trained.
We're back here at the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and Rick, we have with us as a returning guest, Jim Wadling, who is the owner of Captive Reef and also is a board member of the Mid-Michigan Marine Club. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
Thanks for having me back.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Jim, the reason we have you back is because this weekend, tomorrow, we've got the Michigan Coral Expo and Swap taking place.
Well, yeah, actually, the swap meet is on Sunday this year, this Sunday, and it's our sixth annual swap. We're doing it in conjunction with the Grand Rapids Marine Aquarium Club, and, of course, the Mid-Michigan Marine Club is also doing that, along with CaptiveReefs.com, which is my website.
Fantastic.
This is the first year to bring Grand Rapids into it. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we decided that we wanted to try to make this a bigger event and more of a statewide event, and we got together with the Grand Rapids Club and decided that they'd be a good fit to combine our event with.
Well, that's fantastic.
And, Jim, what time is the event taking place and where is it taking place?
It's Sunday at noon to 5 is when the public can get into the swap, and it's at 4700 North Grand River, which is the Fraternal Order of the Eagles Hall.
Just down the street from the airport.
Yes, next door to the airport.
There you go.
Fantastic. And what kind of things take place at the expo? I mean, if I've never been there, what is it that I would see?
Well, we've got vendors from around the country, even a few coming in from Canada this year. You're going to see some of the brightest, hottest corals that are out there to buy as a hobbyist. These vendors all bring in their best stuff for the show. The prices are real reasonable, and for a reef enthusiast, this is going to be a great show.
Well, and my understanding is you don't necessarily have to buy some of it. If you bring in some of your own, you can actually trade with some of the other people that are there, correct?
That's right. A lot of folks are looking for trades, so you can bring a few corals in, and you make your rounds, and the hobbyists that are attending, as well as the vendors that are there, may very well be up for striking up a trade.
Wow.
And the other thing I would mention is that there are, besides individuals that are traveling great distances to bring in unusual corals, locally speaking, there's hobbyists that are buying tables and offering very interesting corals just because they can. You know, this is no longer a hobby where, you know, only the West Coast has the in on cool corals. Right here in Michigan, we have some fantastic coral propagators. Is that true?
Oh, for sure.
Let's talk a little bit about, you know, even if you have a tank full of corals, there's some cool stuff to raffle off, and talk a little bit about that, because it's very, if you come in, you better, breathe twice as hard, because there's not much oxygen left in the room with so many people in there. So talk a little bit about all the different events that are going on.
Right. Well, this year, because we did combine it with the Grand Rapids Club, we decided to start making it more of an expo. And the long-term goal is to grow this show into an expo where it's not only just coral vendors, but manufacturers of various marine aquarium products as well. And this year we've got several LED manufacturers that are going to be present at the swap. And the other activity with this expo is this is a main fundraiser for both of the clubs. And the Mid-Michigan Marine Club uses the proceeds from this event to finance our classroom reef tank project, where we put tanks in local area schools. And so to help raise funds for that, we've got a huge raffle plan. We've got prizes like an innovative marine aquarium that Prue's Pets donated. It's a turnkey system, so whoever wins that's going to leave a real happy person. Mm-hmm. We've got a coral fragging saw. I heard you talking with Steve when I came in. There's a saw there that will help people cut their propagate their coral.
Yeah, they came up with a saw. This is the strangest thing. It's actually tooled up for the marine hobby that can handle the salt water. And it's like taking a big bandsaw and turning it down to something like you'd see on Willy Wonka, where they've reduced it down to just this, you know, maybe nearly football size little tool that you would throw corals through, and it's the most amazing, fun little item that you wouldn't think you'd ever find.
Inland Hobby is a manufacturer of that, and it's almost revolutionized the hobby.
I'm trying to think. I know he's from Michigan. Is the company itself from Michigan?
The company is from Michigan.
Yeah,
I believe they're in Royal Oak.
Yeah, we're Michigan is a leader in the coral propagation hobby, and a lot of people don't realize that, and partly because we don't have any oceans to swim in, so
right.
And we're bored during the winter. So
other prizes we have, we've got an Orphic LED pendant, and that's like a $600 or $700 retail value. Several other LED products are going to be available. There's Reef Food that Reef Nutrition has donated.
Yeah.
Wow. And all of this goes to the clubs to finance the clubs. And you said the clubs put the various aquariums in the schools. What else does the club do?
Well, the other thing that we're planning this year, and it's another joint event with Grand Rapids, is we're doing a workshop in April. And we're bringing in a couple national speakers for that. We're still working on details, but that'll be located over in Grand Rapids.
Okay.
And that should be another great event. We're going to have a photography workshop at that, maybe some rock building. Again, talks by some experts.
So it sounds like, in addition to being around other people who have a similar interest to you, that you're all interested in these various corals, but it sounds like you're involved a lot in natural education for kids. And is that an important goal of the club?
Oh, for sure. That's one of the two clubs' main founding reasons, is to help educate the public, get kids on board. The reef tanks have a lot of applications with various subjects in school, and it's a good tool for the teachers to use. So that's why we've decided to pick up this classroom reef tank project and run with it.
So I had you do your homework, and just before we get off the air here, some of the interesting names of corals. Last year I stumped you because, we all kind of like, why are you asking me those things? But give us some delightful names that people have named corals that are now being traded right there in your swap meet.
Well, a lot of the named corals seem to be what we call zoanthids and paleys, and some of the names that we see are Sunny Delight, Superman, Purple People Eaters, Dragon Eyes, there's Radioactive Dragon Eyes, and the list just goes on.
And you can go out and look at some of these unusual characters sitting there looking right up at you. So it should be a fun event, and I really take my hats off to the fact that, you know, this is difficult because you've got people coming from all around the world and all around the state and all around the town, somehow, miraculously, in one day, orchestrating a fantastic event. So hats off to you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, and again, this is the Michigan Coral Expo and Swap taking place tomorrow, Sunday, January the 29th, and it's taking place from noon to 5 at the Order of the Eagles Hall on Grand River, right by the airport. Jim, thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us the details. We really appreciate it.
Thanks again for having me.
Oh, it was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Jim Watling, who is a board member of the Mid-Michigan Marine Club, as well as the owner of CaptiveReef.com. And Rick, we've run into the same problem, darn it, every week. This is like the unfixable problem. We're just out of time. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Cruz, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll see you next weekend for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.
Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts. We're taking